o e Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC. Olamukela kustudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 19 kumfumfu 2018, ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kathesi amachukela ayadula amakhulu ngo-oyili kawakho ekhemesi lama-BP lemashuga dabatisi abonakali kuthi azikuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu zeni ngerandi nxangelaa mntana olerandi ke ngetsho njayini ngiyabuza loo mbuzo.
Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola leMelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela.
Bakathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 bese sifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona kodwa njengabomama kungaelektwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani ovela kusimbo society ama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lomama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama.
Abekhomishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba yeZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edale lephalamende lilokhu lisehla osokudala ukuthi bangene ngohlelo lweproportional representation kuphela. Ukuhlelo woza Friday, umsakazo weStudio 7 uEzra Chisafanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola leMelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela limithi. Bakhala njalo langokuthi intengo isikhuphuke okwesabekayo okufana lokuthi sebegwetshelwe ukufa ngababusayo ngoba imikhuhlane abalayo ifuna imithi nsuku zonke kodwa ayisathengeki. Ubathabile Masuku sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba nzima elizweni, kwabagulayo khona kuphambili bengatholi ukwelatshwa okupheleleyo ngenxa yokuvala kwamavinkili athengisa imithi kanye lokuthi abala mali yakwamanye amazwe. Amafamasi amaningi asethengisa ngedola leMelika kuphela njalo engela mithi eyiyo edingwa ngabantu kakhulu. Uhlupho olukhulu lubikwa kuyikuswelakala kwemali yokuyathenga phandle kwelizwe njalo akuqali ngabo ngoba labo bevele bethenga ngemali yaphandle. Umnumzana Bolton Mhlanga obeme phandle kwenye ifamasi wehluleka ukuthola umuthi uthi bayalile ukumthengisela ngenxa yokuthi ubephethe i-bond note. Umhlanga uthi maningi amafamasi abevalile kuthiwa basahlolisisa ukuthi balempahla ezinganani i-closed for stock taking.
Ngeke ngazama lapho ukuthi ngithenga umuthi wezinyo kwenye ifamasi. Ngathi ngifika lapha manje nadinto ama-bond note. Then bathi bafuna ama-US dollar. Mina ama-US dollar la adengelayo. Ngizengenza ukuthi ngiphiwe phandle lami ngizame ukuhlanganisa leli i-US dollar langkhona. Kuyabe kunzima ngoba yeyo ifamasi adivuliwe. Amanye adevaliwe kuthiwa closed due to stock taking.
Ugogo Dlamini uthi sebethwele nzima ngoba bengela mali yakamanye amazwe ikakhulu labo abangela abantwana abaphandle kwelizwe.
Tinogogo vilasakwazi esiyalahlwa sila bantwana asizalanga kathesi amachukela ayadula amakhulu ngo-oyili kawakho ekhemesi lama-BP lemashuga dabatisi abonakali kuthi azikuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu zeni ngerandi nxangelaa mntana olerandi ke ngetsho njayini ngiyabuza loo mbuzo.
Iningi labanini bamafamasi bathi abangeke bakhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngoba besesabela ukuthi bengazithezela olulenkume. Umnumzana Johannes Kloet olefamasi kobulawayo uthi isimo lesi sedola leMelika saqala kudala lapho bekhuluma ngokulinganisa idola lebond note.
Inkinga ekhona lapha ukuthi i-situation leyi e-US dollar has been going on for a very long time. Befaka indaba yebond isiba yona i-1:1.
Isimo somnotho elizweni siqhubeka singamanga kuhle njalo abasebuzimeni obukhulu ngabantu makhaza ngoba laba ababusayo besithi bengagula baye kwamanye amazwe bechiya uZulu engelami. Uhulumende usanda kunika isigaba semithi imali ephose ibe izigidi eziyisikhombisa kuzigidi ezingamachumi amabili lane ezifunekayo. Ingcosana le ayifiki indawo njalo isibangele ukuthi uhlupho lolu luqhubekele phambili. Laba abathengisayo bazigezile besithi ngabe labo bathenga ngemali yakuleli bebezathengisa ngeyakuleli kodwa akunjalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Abe komishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba eZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalele parliament lelokhu lisehla okwethusayo osokudala ukuba bangene ngohlelo lwezikhundla ababekelwa zona ole proportional representation kuphela. Lokhu kubikwa kuveza ukuba akulabandla elihlonipha ukukhuphulwa kwaleli nani ngokuvotelwa kwabesifazana. Okuninga lolu daba sikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva komhlangano weZimbabwe Gender Commission wesibili kobulawayo obuhlaziya udaba lwempumela yokhetho, amabandla wonke ezombusazwe ezweni avumelene ukuba ukhetho olwedluleyo belunzima kwabesifazana. Ukomishina Victor Nkiwane uthi uhlelo lweproportional representation kuzamele luqhubekele phambili ngoba ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyancindezela omama abangena kwezombusazwe. Ethi akulabandla elilandela isisekelo sombuso ngena ani labesifazana abangena edale loba iziqondiso zenhlanganiso eSADC ethi kumele babe yisilinganiso sokwedlula okungamachumi amahlanu ekhulwini i50%.
Proportional representation iyafuneka ngoba i-one party past the post ukuthi owinileyo sengena abanye bahle basale bonke. Sibone ngani undermine democracy.
Kokheli we-MDCT uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthi sekumele kudingwe indlela zokubona ukuba kuzihlalo zedale lephalamende zonke ingxenye kumele ibe ngeyabesifazana.
I-proportional representation siyayifuna ukuthi kuqhubekele phambili kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi omama labo babe sebe-representwa okulingani labo baba kumasitsilana angu-210. So kwakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona bodwa njengabomama. Kunga-electwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani noma ngubani ovela kusivu society ama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lo mama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama. Ukwenza ukuthi omama bevotele omama bazihamba bebe ba-represent izinto zabo ngkhona ngathi kathesi because omama babehamba ngama-political parties kulokuthi ayi-whipping-sixting omama bafika ngale be-whipper nxa kule ishu yabomama ofuna ukuyireza nxa iparty yakho ingayifuni ishu yankhona awusenelisi ukuthi uyireze. So kathesi kuza kuba ngcono ngokuthi omama babekwazi ukuthi mina ngithunywe ngabomama ukuthi ngiyephalamente so ngizafika ngenza izinto zabomama.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende kobulawayo unkosikazi Priscilla Mushonga uthi i-PR ayikafezi injongo yayo.
Sithe sizacela ukuthi sizasupport abantu ababefuna ukuthi ngaba yayini iyangezelela isikhathi ngoba asikalungisi lokho esayifakela khona. Manxa siyi-extender kumele ibisijinjiwe ukuthi izasebenza njani. For example ngeke yaphongubamba ama-political parties kuphela ngoba kutho ukuthi omama abangeke kuma-political parties abazoze bakwanise ukuthi bangene ku-proportional representation.
Unkosikazi Agnina Samson Mhlanga ilunga ledale lephalamende eChiredzi uthi bafuna i-PR iqhubekele phambili.
Umthetho we proportional representation thina naso mama sifuna ukuthi uyengezile. Siyabona ukuthi osonke somama siyavumelana amaphathi wonke ngenxa yokuthi usingene kuma-constituency into eyasihlupha ngeyokuthi obaba vele basendisa imali thina vele asila mali even nxa singangene kuma-constituency vele asiphumeleli. Mina ngimeleli i-Chiredzi district. Abantu banivotelayo ngomama.
Osakhulayo uFelicitas Ncube ongenela umhlangano uthi abasakhulayo abangamantombazana kumele bangachiwa phandle kundaba zombusazwe.
Into ekhona ukuthi thina njengabasakhulayo abangamantombazana singafisa ukuthi sithole uncedo lokuthi sitshintshe imindset yethu kumbe sithole uncedo lokuthi sibe ngama leaders amahle kodwa konke khona lokho esikufisayo kuqala kithi engqondweni zethu ukuthi thina sifisa ukuba yini sifisa ukuba ngobani ezimpilweni zethu
udaba lwabesifazana labasakhulayo kwezombusazwe ezweni zimqoka baqhubeka belwela amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso ukuba amabandla lo kulumende bawahloniphe loba nje ngemva kokhetho inani labesifazana abangene edale lephalamende liphansi kuhlanganisa labaphiwe ukukhokhela ingatsha zikahulumende kuthi kubukhokheli belizwe kulomongameli labasekeli bakhe ababili abesilisa ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umfumfu inyanga lapho kunanzwa umsebenzi wokufundisana ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane yebele breast cancer awareness month. Ngakho ke umsakazo wakho weStudio 7 umanyana labanye kulomsebenzi ngokwethula inhlelo zemfundiso eziphathelane lemvukuzane yebele kusukisela mhla ka-22 Mfumfu kusiyafika umhla ka-26. Sixoxa labantu abasinda kumvukuzane yebele belandisa ngokunqoba kwabo abalahlekelwa izihlobo labo belandisa ubuhlobo abadibana labo imfundiso evela kubodokotela kanye lokunye lingakhuthwa yilezi nhlelo zemfundiso kuStudio 7 7:30 ntambama lango 6:30 ekuseni kusikisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi awe 909 AM 4930-6040-15460 laku 1885 kHz kushortwave.
Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha akhankasela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights namhla ikhweze udaba lokuphikisa umthelo wesilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini osanda kwethulwa ngumphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube emthethwandaba weHigh Court. Igqwetha lalinhlanganiso uMnumzana Tendai Biti nguye ohambe emthethwandaba emela olwela amalungelo oluntu njalo ongowenhlanganiso yeCombined Harare Residents Association uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo. UMnumzana Piti uthi umthelo kancube lo kawukho emthethweni ngakho uthi kumele wesulwe. Umthelo lo uphatha abasebenzisa amakhadi abo ebhanga ukuthenga kumbe kubhadala kanye labathumezelana imali ama-electronic transactions ngesiNgisi. Akukaziwa ukuthi udaba lolu luzahlafunwa nini ngomthethwandaba.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha a Voice of America eseWashington DC.
Ngakhohlwa iLife Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okuphuma ekuhlaleni kwedale lekhomishini ecubungula imbangela yodlakela oluqhamuke ngemva kokhetho okwadutshulwa abantu abayisikhombisa bafa ngebutho. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Yesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafichane. Ingcwethi ezibona ngokutholakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo zomhlaba zixwayisa ukuba uhlelo olukhuthazwa ngabebhanga lamazwe omhlaba ile World Bank lokwakhiwa kwamadamu amakhulu kwelelayos nxa lungahlelwanga kuhlelulakho ukudala ingxaki enkulu kulelo lizwe. Umongameli Jovenel Moise wale Haiti ugcizelele ukuzinikela kwakhe ekulwiseni udubo lwenkohlakalo elizweni lakhe. Utsho lokhu ngemva kokutshengisela kwabantu besithi bafuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi imali yaya ngaphi eyokusetshenziswa kwezinye inhlelo. UMoise ubesenkundleni yokukhulumisana eTwitter esithi uhulumende wakhe usacubungula labo ababikwa abachaphaza leyo mali bangafunyana abelecala bazajeziswa kanzima. Inhlanganiso yeConsumer Council of Zimbabwe ithi imali edingwa imuli eyodwa ukuthi iziphilise ngenyanga e-poverty datum line isikhwele ngamadola angamachumi amathathu kusukela kunyanga kaNcwabakazi kusiya kwedluleyo kaMpandula yafika kumadola angamakhulu ayisishiyagalolunye lanye i-$591. Isiphathamandla salenhlanganiso uMnumzana Comfort Muchekeza uthi sokunzima ukuhlela kuhle imali le njengoba intengo yempahla iqhubeka ikhuphuka kumbe isehliswa nsuku zonke elizweni.
Sithi nxa umtshele $591 sikhuluma ngeminimum yokuthi at least lay umuntu will make ends meet. Nxa kukhulunywa ngempoverty datum line isikhathi esiningi iya excluda lawa ama-luxuries ngikhonokho okunenginengi. But I have to go to Munda Pilate, Tolama, very basic necessities. Ukuda, Pikani, the Laida, Yokusa, Lakuma, identity suburb, Pikani, the La, Ogosila, every month, if I are safe and be done. Yama is safety, which is Kumu, Kumuja, especially, Pikani, the Laia, Kuti, we are safe and be done. Ekubhadalela abantwana for university education.
Lizayilungisa nini njalo ukuthi ilingane lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokho kukhona?
Sina siyareviewa every month, lama monthly reviews. But while it's ama-surveys, we carry ama-surveys every week. Yes, ama-surveys. Then at the end of the month, we average ama-weekly surveys, la one. Like what I said, with the business card, we are told out this delay. In the next video, I is paid for food. Which is the following week, we probably are interested in the exchange. We are going to give you an example. Last week, like a solar situation, they need to have a sanitary to take the rice for almost $7. But that is not the same as the average of $4. Last week, people are going to have a summer cooking oil in 2 liters. Ngama $9, kathesi, ama shop nga ekona, ethola tuwa tenisa ni $3.99. Iti ya thing at PVP, siga etu, ngama service, one week, siya wiskani la kutu what the average monthly sale ama pricing. So, kani la the end of October, iti ya wiskani kumba ila enye sita, ya wansu kutu kandu kutura lafa, I want to see the Konapo or Oriente, depending on what the market is for the time, for mass demand and mass supply.
Lo mnumzana Comfort Muchekeza isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye Consumer Council of Zimbabwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uBekithemba Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bawulinde ngabomvu umdlalo wangesonto abazawudlala leqembu leHighlanders enkundleni yeBarber Fields koBulawayo. Intathe yezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu uthi amalungiselelo eqembu lakhe ahambe kuhle kakhulu njalo abadlali bakhe bonke batshengise ukuba namadlabuzane kakhulu ngesikhathi bezilolonga. Uthi khona ukuba iqembu leHighlanders ngelinye lamaqembu amakhulu elizweni yikho kwenza bonke abadlali babe lomdlandla wokudlala ngesonto.
Molangana abafana bonke bafokasile bayimelile bayilindile ngegame leHighlanders njengoba sikwazi sonke ukuthi iHighlanders ithimu enkulu kakhulu lapha ebhoreni yeFusimapu, so akula muntu ongafuniyo ukudlala against and ukudlala against iHighlanders kutho ukuthi uyabubukelwe ngabantu abaningi kakhulu and if you perform against iHighlanders akwaziwe ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala.
Iqembu leBulawayo City lihlezi endaweni yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane ile miklomelo elithumi lathoba mnemunye. Kusele imidlalo emihlanu ukuba imidlalo yalonyaka yesigaba seCastlaga Premier Soccer League ifike emaphethelweni, njalo iqembu leBulawayo City kumele linqobe kuyo yonke ukuze liyale lilokhu lilethemba lokwala lidlala kusigaba se-PSL. UNdlovu uthi yena iKF libekhona kudedelwa imidlalo yeqembu lesizwe lilakhe ukuba liphazamise abafana bakhe bona abanqobe iqembu elilwisa ukuphakamisa isicoco eseligi elengeze Platinum Stars emdlalweni wabo landelwa yilo wangempela viki elandelayo.
I-Black Bay ingabe isiphambanise kakhulu ngoba thina ngokufuna kwethu ngokufisa kwethu besifisa ukuthi aloba sithe siqeda ukudlala lengeze Platinum igame ye-Highlanders yalandela ngeviki ezathi ilandela yona liyana. But akusabanga njalo, sihlezi 2 or 3 weeks siku-break. So thina ngokwethu kusifisele emuva because bese singene kufomo yokuthi kuyokuzaba nzima ukuthi kube le-team akade sasimisa.
Kumidlalo eminye eliselelayo kusizini yalonyaka, iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leleze-PC Kariba, eleyada, eleCape United kanye leleMutare City. Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba sekhasilaka Premier Soccer League ekhona kulimpela viki, iqembu leze-PC Kariba lizadlala leleCape United eNyamunga. Iqembu lengezi Platinum Stars lizancikelana leleChapungu eBaobab. Iqembu leNicruit lizadibana leleFC Platinum ngase-Ascot. Iqembu leChicken Inn lizadlala leleBulawayo Chiefs ngaseLuveve. Yonke le yimidlalo yakusasa. Ngomgqibelo wokuthi ngensonto, iqembu leMutare City Rovers lizadlala leleYada ngaseVengere. Iqembu leDynamo lizatshana leleBlack Rhinos ngaseRufaro. Iqembu leTriangle lizamukela eleHerentals ngaseGibo. Kuthi eleJapani Mine lizadlala leleHarare City ngaseMaclass. Kolunye udaba olumayelana nomdlalo wenguqu, uhlelo lokuba amaqembu basele kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup azadlala njani kusigaba se-semifinal luqhutshwe namhla esikolweni iHarare. Njalo iqembu leHarare City lizadibana leleCape United, kuthi eleDynamo lizadlala leleTriangle. Inkundla okuzadlalelwa khona limidlalo ngikhona zizatshelwa uZulu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Codebreakers, abadabuka kuntuthu ziyathunqa koBulawayo, njalo bacula umdumo weSoulful Hip Hop.
Maviki wonke ngalesi sikhathi silethulela izingoma zabaculi baseZimbabwe, abanye basaxathula, abanye vele liyabazi. Nampo abanye ke abatsha beqoqoda enkundleni.
New school girl, I got a crush on you. Know that I'm not your type, I'm just an old school boy. Take my hand, please let me be your man. Promise I'll love you, girl, in an old school way.
Sitalibonani lonke. Mimi igama lami ngu-CK wakoBulawayo eZimbabwe, osebenza leqembu okuthiwa yi-Codebreakers, CPS Codebreakers.
Leli qembu libunjwe ngamajaha asakhulayo besesikolweni. Abantwana engibamangarubana ke bebancane kangaka, baqale njani ezokucula?
Thina nje ama Codebreakers siqale ubuntu zokuhlabela early 2016, like yikho lapha esihlangane khona sonke sababathathu. Ama Codebreakers sibathathu, saqala into zokuhlabela khongale officially to record. Irekoda e-studio of Just Pace Records. I-Just Pace Records lay ikhonapha ngithi koBulawayo.
So let's be patient in our ancient love and make it happen.
In an Luhlelo lwakho ke mlalelo othandekayo uhlelo Hoza Friday lama code breakers ke abahlabeleli abasaxathulayo abahlabelela abatsha bona ke basebenza njani labanye ke lapha ke kwezomculo
sisazama ukusebenza labantu abaningi abahlukeneyo abanye babesincedisa khona kuyangisa how do we establish ourselves and futhi manage ukuthi sisebenze le artist eZimbabwe elikhulu ele hip hop okuthiwa nguStana elihlala eHarare.
Kulezi nsuku abahlabeleli abaningi imiculo yabo ke kayizwakali ukuthi icula ngani. Laba ke ababa code breakers bathi ke owabo ke umculo ngokuthi banelizwi abafuna ukulitshela laba abalalelayo.
Thina code breakers lesifiso sokuthi tshele abantu imusic yethu, like sicommunicate labo ngemusic yethu, ngoba thina ingoma esizenzayo ziclean zile message. So sizama ukuthi sifikelele, sizama ukuthola abantu, sizama ukufika ukuthi imusic ekhona ikwazi ukunjani ukuthi ithole ithinte inhliziyo zabantu.
Kuza ke ingoma esimnandi kanje ku Studio 7. Lezi ngoma phela abantu babethanda ukuthi babezazi ukubana bangazithola kanjani ukuze baxhasanelani balisupport.
Thina imusic yethu iyakhulu siyifaka kubo itholakala ku YouTube le soundtrack kukho sikhona njenge-CBS Nation 2 Twitter khona njalo njenge-8 Code Breakers GA3 ku Instagram Code Breakers Nation. That my daddy didn't even notice. How did it feel when you knew you were ahead of me?
I gave you love, I gave you trust, because you paid me. Out of everybody. Besila ma Code Breakers. Kulolu hlelo. What's up? Oh, the Friday. Isikhathi sangona bakwethu sesidliwe ngumangoye. Ngithi kini libe lempela sonto eli chukela igabana ngeza Jesus Banda. Bye bye. If they wouldn't cross the paddle for you, take a bullet for the people, for the battle for you. Too many people love you, volley, but they don't volley you. That's why they never know you, never see your delicacy. I'm sick and tired of people always trying, pulling me down. Try to grab my fate and always try to wait for my crown. But whoever tries to bring me down is already beneath. That's why I always give them shoes. I see the haters gnashing teeth. To be frank with you, man, I've been counting losses since birth. I've been feeling like the most unlucky kid on this earth. Now I tell the world to watch my story paint up on these walls. Watch me go through all this game and live in my club full of gold.
Yebo ke lapho lizwa iqembu labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Bona ke badabuka kwentuthu ziyathunqa kobulawayo, bacula ke umdumo lo okuthiwa yi soulful hip hop. Sile themba liukholisile liuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Hayi ke isikhathi savume ukuba siqhubeke sisonke. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.